I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Details are unfolding about how Cambridge Analytica influenced national elections. Meanwhile, a newly surfaced document shows the British analytics firm claims its targeted online ads swayed Colorado voters as early as 2014. 91.5 KRCC's Ray Ellen Bischel reports.
Back then, Republican Cory Gardner was vying for a Senate seat against Democratic incumbent Mark Udall. Gardner won by a close margin, the first time a candidate beat an incumbent senator in Colorado in 36 years, and it helped Republicans gain control over the Senate. Sarah Briner is with the Center for Responsive Politics, a nonpartisan research group that tracks money in U.S. politics. She's skeptical.
Who saw the ads? Were they truly swing voters? Did it get them to the polls if they wouldn't have already gone?
She says there are a lot of questions about Cambridge Analytica's actual election impact that could remain unanswered.
These are tight elections, and any number of factors, including the weather, can ultimately make the difference.
She says the company could easily be overstating its influence. After all, the goal is to get more campaigns to hire them in the future. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bischel.
Bishop's Castle in the Wet Mountains southwest of Pueblo was closed after a fire destroyed two buildings. The Custer County Sheriff's Office says the castle itself was not damaged. Rye, Beulah, and Wetmore fire departments responded along with two Custer County Sheriff's deputies. The cause of the fire is unknown. This is 91.5 KRCC News.